This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Schedule is out, dropped last night in full, so now we know. We know the when. We knew the who and the where. We now know the when of the Texans' schedule. And this is a fun schedule, man. And I think my early biggest takeaway, Seth, when I saw this schedule was that the Texans' demise as far as being a draw on TV was maybe a little exaggerated. I think I had heard people saying, man, maybe two primetime games just based on how they had played in primetime games last year. You know, they certainly ended last season with a different vibe around them league-wide than they had coming off of CJ's rookie year when they were thought to be one of the real rising hottest teams. And they were still good last year. They were 10-7, but it was not as watchable a 10-7 as CJ's rookie year was when he was throwing 23 touchdowns and just 5 interceptions. They're going to be on primetime 4 times this year, and that goes over, I think, the total. You and I had talked about 2.5, 3.5 being the total. They get 4 primetime games, and the 4 primetime games, they're spread out, unlike last year when 3 of them were literally 3 weeks in a row. I thought that was a rough stretch. They're spread out. There's one in each month of the schedule. They open at home on Monday Night Football in Week 2. The home opener is against Tampa Bay. And then 5 weeks later, they're on Monday Night Football in Seattle, which is the side eye of all the primetime games. That's the side eye one to me. I'm like, huh, yeah. Texans in Seattle.
9 p.m. start time locally. That's not Eastern time. That's locally. So
for the Seattle game?
Yes.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yes. Yes.
9 p.m. here. Not in the game's in Seattle.
9 p.m. Central. So yeah. No. Yeah, 9, gotcha. 9 p.m. Central. Sorry. Okay, yeah. Not in the home location. I meant for anybody, because a lot of times people are looking at schedules online where they're all in Eastern time.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
9 p.m. No, but still, that's a late game. This is the one little asterisk I'll put next to the primetime games, because we are careening towards a world where you're going to have to download a different streaming app every single time you want to watch any different game.
Yeah.
Two of them, in Houston, you can watch these primetime games on local television.
Right.
But nationally, if you're not either in Seattle or in Houston, for instance, you got to watch that one on ESPN+.
Yeah.
And likewise with the Thursday night game, you got to watch it on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
So it's more like, yes, they're prime time, but they don't have necessarily the same center stage appeal that the broadcast.
ABC, the Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum. Or just an old school ESPN.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So Tampa Bay Week 2 at home, Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football in Seattle. I had not seen that start time yet. That postgame show is going to go till 3 in the morning.
And then you have to do a radio show in the morning with me.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not a 2-hour show on a Monday either. It's a 4-hour Tuesday show. Yeah.
That's almost going to be you might be doing the postgame show until like 3:30 a.m.
That's what I just said. Yeah, 3 in the morning.
I know
yeah.
you said that. I'm just thinking like the so 3:30 to, you might have 2.5 hours. You're just not going to be able to sleep.
I'll just stay up. Yeah, I'll just stay up.
So we're going to rely on me being the guy that can keep track of stuff administratively?
He's the ABCs of me, baby. Yes.
That's going to be everybody. That is appointment listening.
Tune
it's
in.
It's going to be a train wreck.
Absolutely.
Texans better win, I'll tell you that much.
Sleep-deprived Sean, and probably somewhat sleep-deprived Seth, too, if we're being honest. You know, like you're...
I just won't watch the game. You can explain it to me. You can explain the game to me.
Yep.
That'll be entertaining for the listeners.
That'll go well. The other two primetime games, Thursday Night Football in Week 12 at home against Buffalo, that will be fun. And then Sunday Night Football at Kansas City. The league just gave me a big middle finger on that one. I'm like, can we get Kansas City like at noon in October? They're like, no, Sean. It'll be in December at night on Sunday Night Football. Listen,
I ain't scared of the Chiefs. I don't give a damn about this. The only team that intimidates me personally, the one that really makes my gut start to get a little bit bubbly, is the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
They face the Baltimore Ravens with one week before the bye week.
Yep.
And that's the big test for me. Because the Chiefs, at the very least, the Texans have recently slugged it out with them for three quarters,
sure.
at least. The Ravens, the last three times they've played them have been non-competition.
Yeah.
You gotta get over this Ravens hump.
Yep, you do. That's in Week 5 in Baltimore. All right, so how are we feeling about the opener, Seth? The opener is the Nick Caley Bowl in Los Angeles. Caley going back to... where he his old stomping grounds from the last couple of years. Texans' new offensive coordinator, for those who aren't up to speed on that. He's going back, a little teacher against pupil thing going on in L.A. in Week 1.
Yeah, the first thing I thought when I saw when I knew the Rams initially were going to be an opponent, it was, okay, how's the 2025 Texans offensive O-line, line going to do versus that Rams defense? Because in training camp last year, we saw in training camp that the Rams rookies, they had the two rookies that looked really good, Jared Verse and then Fisk there.
Brandon Fisk, yep.
They went off versus the Texans' offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the instances where CJ couldn't get a playoff because those rookies were going off against the Texans, whichever starters they had in that day. They've got a very good defensive line, and we don't know what the Texans' offensive line looks like yet. So that's a huge test.
Yeah.
Week one, numero uno.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This is like for Colt Popovich and Nick Caley, this is like entering college and getting you get handed the final exam to like a 400 level course in week one of being on campus. I mean, that is a tough defensive line to go against.
Then the other big one is just Nick Caley's institutional knowledge of the Rams and of Sean McVay.
Yep.
This is a weird one because Sean McVay, boy genius, all that, we get it. But in some respects, Caley has the edge in terms of if D'Amico wants to kind of pick Caley's brain over the next few months about perhaps how they should game plan against McVay. Caley knows more about how McVay calls a game than McVay knows about how Caley's going to call a game.
That's right, yeah.
So we've got a little bit of an ambush factor there from the Texans' perspective.
Yep.
That if, you know, without the Rams having any clue exactly what the Texans' offense is going to look like, hopefully they can gain some kind of an advantage in game planning with Caley's knowledge.
Yeah, that's an late afternoon window game in week one. It's one of the best games of week one. I'm looking at the week one schedule right now. The other really good game, not primetime game, is they're going right up against it, is Green Bay and Detroit. They're on CBS also. They'll probably get the Nance Romo treatment. I'm guessing that's
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That game, though, is Ian Eagle is the one who's with J.J. Watt this year, right, on CBS?
Yeah, yeah.
We might get a J.J. Watt sighting on that game.
Which game is that, then?
The Rams and the Texans. It's a CBS game. Yeah, it's a CBS game.
Yeah, they might get J.J. Watt right off
the bat. Might get J.J. Watt right out of the chute. Yeah, yeah, that'd be fun. So
and people will be then, and the J.J. will get the awesome experience of both Rams fans claiming he's a homer,
biased,
and Texans fans angry that J.J. says anything nice at all about the Rams.
That he's not biased enough, yes.
He'll get it right off the bat. He'll realize, like, oh, I just can't win. I got it. Yep.
I would say, Seth, just looking at the schedule, I always like to look at patches of the schedule when it comes out. Like, okay, what's the toughest stretch of schedule? Like, what's the easiest stretch of schedule? And as I look at this schedule for the Texans, I think it a little like last year, it really starts to spice up midway through the season. The stretch that I think is the hardest stretch is weeks 11 through 14, where they go at Tennessee and then a short week to play Buffalo at home. Then they're at Indianapolis, and then there's Sunday night football at Kansas City. So you've got two division road games, which are never easy, even though the Texans are on a crazy winning streak on the road in the division right now. But you get two division games, both on the road, and then interspersed in there are two primetime games against the teams that played in the AFC title game last year.
I guess the first thing that jumped out at me about that stretch was, all right, you got Thursday night football at home versus the Bills.
Yeah.
So I didn't look at the Bills schedule unless they have a bye week the week before that.
I'll look. You keep talking.
The Texans have the advantage there. And they also, man, they've shown that they can really turn Josh Allen into mush at NRG Stadium.
That's true.
So I actually got excited about that stretch, at least from going from at Tennessee, which, come on, Texans, take care of your business versus the Titans. All right. Let's do this. Then you face a genuine test in a real NFL football team against the Bills at home. They're going to have the short week with the travel schedule being all messed up. The Bills will. So I like that.
Yeah. No, there are definitely aspects I'm excited about with that for sure. The Bills are home for Tampa Bay the week before that. So let's be honest,
week 13, yeah, we know for sure Anthony Richardson will be coming off of it. At least his second injury at that point.
Oh,
they'll have played both quarterbacks probably an equal amount during the season. And you're not going to face a good quarterback in week 13. It's either decrepit Daniel Jones or prematurely decrepit Anthony Richardson.
Yep. That's the hope for sure. Now, that said, as I say that weeks 11 through 14 are probably the toughest stretch that they have, I love how the schedule looks down the stretch for the Texans right now on paper. Now, these things, especially by weeks 15 through 18, can all change based on injuries and things like that. But if we're just going on paper right now, their schedule, the final four games of the year, the only division game is the home game to close out the year with the Indianapolis Colts, which is, I think, pretty exciting. There's a chance that could be for something like it was against the Colts 2 years ago. Could be for a playoff spot. Could be for the division. But they play three out of four at home to close out the season. And three of the three home games are against teams that didn't make the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. Arizona week 15, Las Vegas week 16. Now, those teams are frisky, but they're not great teams. Then you're at L.A. for the Chargers in week 17, which is, that's fine, not a really tough road environment. You're going to, you smoke that team in the playoffs last year, and then you come back home for Indianapolis. I think that is on a schedule that's I think, overall fairly difficult. There's not a ton of patsies on this schedule. A lot of average teams to above average teams. That I think is a pretty fortuitous final month of the season right there.
I like that the Chargers game is in week 17, because if they had put it in week 18, it could have made sense. Hey, this might end up being a play-in type of game or whatever, and there's symmetry there because the Chargers got just humiliated by the Texans in the first round of the playoffs last year. But there would also be a good chance if they played in Week 18 that the game was meaningless for one of the teams.
Well, they would never play in Week 18 because it's always a division game in Week 18.
It's always a division game.
Always a division game in Week 18, yeah.
So then that's the best possible scenario. Yeah. So Week 17 is like that. It'll probably be meaningful for both teams.
Yeah.
So it could be a meaningful team in a rematch of the playoffs from last year. And one of these teams might really need a win to even get into the playoffs.
Yeah, definite juice on that game for sure. For sure. So. So overall, I mean, look, they're never going to put out a schedule where I'm like, this isn't going to be fun. It's going to be a fun schedule for sure.
Am I missing anything? I never felt overly screwed by any of these scheduling items. I feel like 4 primetime games is just fine for me. I'm not greedy for more. All right. One of those primetime games is actually an early slot game. So, and that's at home, so it doesn't really screw up our listeners' sleep schedules or the players' sleep schedules as much.
No, especially coming off of the schedule from last year, where I'm not gonna sit here and say they screwed the Texans last year. It was fun to be back in the conversation of relevance, like doing things that relevant teams do.
Yeah.
But there's no holiday games this year, which I like. There's only one stretch of 3 games in 11 days, whereas last year there were 2. Because of the Christmas game and whatnot. So no, this is about as reasonable a schedule as I think you could expect for the Texans here.
Right.
You
know? Even the bye week. Bye week is in week 6.
It's a little early. That's a little early.
Yeah. When was it last year?
Week 14.
14.
Yeah.
So at least it's in week 6.
Yeah.
So You've still got a long stretch of uninterrupted football after that, but it's not as long as the uninterrupted stretch of football.
What's
from
better,
a player standpoint.
What's as a player? What's better, week 6 or week 14?
I think just week 14. It felt like those last few weeks there, you're really running on fumes.
Yeah,
and I think that
the bye week didn't even matter.
When the bye week was that late, and when guys are trying to play through injuries, it feels like that was more of a punishment. Week 6 does feel too early, partly because the NFL preseason is so easy now, and teams barely play their starters in an ideal world, I would just smack down in the middle, but yeah, that's, I'm not going to complain.
I'd rather be a little early than too late, like it was last year. Plus, you get that Buffalo game on Thursday night at home in week 12, and you get a long stretch. You get that quasi bye week in week 12 there.
Well,
on the
plus
Thursday game.
You've got a new offensive coordinator. Yeah. So after 6 games, you can sit back,
regroup. Yeah,
maybe self scout some and figure out exactly what you need to tweak. So yeah, actually, with a brand new offensive coordinator, I'm actually happy that it's week 6.
Yeah,
of the physical fatigue and everything aside, I think it might help out Nick Caley most of all.
Odds on the Texans Chargers being flexed to Sunday Night Football. That's a great point. Now, here's the thing people need to know. Last thing, and then we'll get to headlines. We'll circle back to the schedule. There's a lot to dig at. I just like that we're looking at the schedule now, and we're looking at some of these games, and we're talking about the games with some context. Like, all your thoughts on Caley and the Rams. Like, this is fun. We know when the games are now. We should point out that the date and times for Week 17 and 18, the Chargers game in L.A. and the season finale against the Colts, are TBD. Like they could be Saturday games, they could be Sunday games, they could get flexed to prime time. So there's no date nor time. And obviously a lot of these games could get flexed, even the ones that have dates and times right now. But odds on the Texans Chargers getting flexed to Sunday Night Football, as good as any other team, as good as any other game between two playoff teams last year, I would say. I think there's a decent chance.
Yeah, the only check against them is neither of those teams have the national sizzle
glitz
that some of the other potential matchups do.
Good quarterback matchup, though. Stroud and Herbert, they got that going for it. All right, we'll circle back to the schedule for sure. Still a lot more thoughts to get into on that, but the schedule dropped yesterday. If you missed it, you can find it on all of our social media. We have thoughts on it. We've got the schedule itself. Just go to Sports Radio 610 on Twitter or our website. We've got it all for you there. All right, headlines coming up next. Good night for the Astros last night. We'll hit the high points of not just the Texans with the schedule, but the league as well. A contract extension in the NFL that has everybody scared, I would imagine, around the AFC. And then NBA playoffs last night. Some good stories coming out of there as well. We'll get to that in headlines coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.